Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Our organs age at very different rates, and a blood test determining how much they've each aged could predict the risk of conditions such as dementia and heart disease. Now, this is according to research from University College London, which discovered that the highest risk of dementia was found in those whose immune system aged faster than usual. Well, let's have all of this explained to us now. Luke O'Neill is here, Professor of Biochemistry at Trinity College Dublin. Luke, good to see you.
Good morning, Claire.
This is really interesting, isn't it?
It's a great study.
Yeah, we all want to sort of crack this and find out what's going on. I mean, we will focus on the dementia bit.
Right.
But just to talk about this whole study first, it was looking at blood markers and different conditions. So how did they go about doing this?
It was. Yeah, it turns out that our organs age at different rates. So for example, you might have a heart of a 70-year-old trapped in the body of a 50-year-old. Mm-hmm. Strange to think of that, that the organs are aging at different rates, you know. And this study confirms this. But a blood test, which is the first thing, simple, you know, they had blood samples from people in the late 90s, so over 20 years ago, in the freezer, took them out and then measured the markers of aging in these blood samples and noticed some had slightly older hearts or lungs or immune systems when they were in their mid-50s.
Okay, so they were, what age were
they? They were in their mid-50s when the blood samples were taken.
Right, and so now they're looking at them now and they're in their 70s,
exactly.
Maybe late 70s.
Some of them have developed heart disease or cancer or whatever it is, mm-hmm. and they can link that back to the age of the organ. The heart is an obvious one. So they can see in some of these people in their mid-50s signs of aging in the heart. And then when they're in their 70s, lo and behold, heart disease has emerged in those people. So it's a predictor, if you like, of mm-hmm. the likelihood of a disease emerging as you get old, based on how old your organ is in your body.
And we don't know why those organs would be aging quicker than other organs. I mean, is it genetic?
It could be. It's our lifestyle, of course, is the big thing. You know, if you hammer your mm-hmm. body hard, some parts of your body might age more quickly, for instance. But it also could be genetic. It's not clear yet why that is.
Mm-hmm. So people who are prone to severe infections, now coming to the dementia issue, people who have immune systems that maybe aren't performing at the very best.
Yeah.
They, are we saying, might be more at risk of dementia later on.
And that was a surprise. They thought the brain might have aged more quickly in your mid-50s, and then when you're 60, 70, you might develop Alzheimer's. And it wasn't the brain. It was the immune system. Mm-hmm. So it turns out that people with slightly older immune systems for their biological age are at a higher risk of developing dementia. Now, it's good because it supports other studies to suggest that Alzheimer's, for instance, is an immune disease. It seems a bit strange that your brain is getting attacked here. But we've known for a while now that the immune system is tied into Alzheimer's and seems to be overreacting and then injuring your own brain. And this study would suggest that the immune system is part and parcel of that disease process.
So what do you think is going on? How is this linked?
Yeah, we know this. It's almost like as you get older, it misbehaves, a bit like humans to some extent. So as the immune system ages, it starts to misbehave a bit and goes off kilter. And in the case of Alzheimer's, that going off kilter is happening in your brain, and the immune system seems to go into your brain and begins to overreact there and begins to cause the damage in the brain. So it's consistent with the notion of the immune system sort of out of control, mm-hmm. I guess.
So can you explain the link between clearing out proteins and dementia and what might be going on?
Yeah, so the best idea at the moment for Alzheimer's is a protein builds up in your brain. It's called beta amyloid. And it's a natural protein in your body, but now it begins to build up for some unknown reason in
so
the hippocampus.
This happens to all of us or just people who are experiencing dementia and Alzheimer's?
Dementia, yes, the marker. So this was shown by Alzheimer's himself, by the way. The brains are a bit different and they saw these proteins in that part of the brain forming this thing called a plaque.
Mm-hmm.
Now that begins to build up for unknown reasons. And now the immune system goes in, sees it as noxious, as the immune system's job is to look for noxious things, and begins to clear it. The trouble is the immune system now goes out of control and causes inflammation, we call this, in that part of the brain, and that's damaging. And a good analogy, Claire, is it's like as if a vacuum cleaner is trying to hoover up the stuff and overheats and then begins to damage that part of the brain.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, it's the immune cells that are causing the problems. Now, this study supports that. Because you can imagine then if your immune system is a bit older, it can't be controlled in the right way, and that begins to sort of do more damage is the idea.
So if we're looking at what's happening here, do we need to go back and find out why are those proteins building up in the brain in people in the first place? Because that doesn't happen to everybody.
You've got it. That's been the $64 million question. You may remember years ago, aluminium was linked to Alzheimer's, aluminium pots and stuff. That didn't turn out to be the case. It could be something environmental like that.
Right.
It could be an infection. That's the big mystery. If you could stop the beta amyloid building up, of course,
you
would stop the disease at source, and lots of people are trying to investigate that.
So the beta amyloid is not happening to every person. The immune system isn't going in some cases and clearing it up and there's no problem. It's only happening to people who experience Alzheimer's and dementia.
Exactly. It could be at a low level. Some people are maybe more effective at clearing it in a safe way, maybe. That's one possibility, you know. But the ones with Alzheimer's, there's so much gunk, as it were, building up, and now the immune system really gets irritated and begins to cause damage more than just repairing the whole thing.
Yeah, I just want to go back to the 1990s then, when the first blood test was done, because of course you see the wheels start turning and you start thinking, can we not all have this blood test done? Find out what's going on in our bodies and maybe take steps to address it.
Well, it's a great study, a new technology. They freeze these samples, by the way, at minus 80. Do you remember the minus 80 freezer during COVID? They freeze them in the late 90s. A new technique was invented in a lab to measure proteins in the blood, a very elaborate way. And so they thaw them out now, 20 odd years later, and use that technique and can measure these things. So it's very clever that a new sort of way to do this was discovered. But you're quite right, though. Now, what would it mean for us now? In the papers in The Lancet, which is a very eminent, always look where things are published, you know. It's not in the Brave People, it's in The Lancet. So it's probably true.
Nothing wrong with the Brave People.
By no means.
But they don't do
my own
stuff.
Hometown Brave, but you've got to be careful with medical studies where they're published. So what they're saying is this could become routine. So I could take a blood sample from a 55-year-old, measure all the proteins in the blood and say, hang on a minute, there's a signature here that says your heart is aging a bit too fast.
Or your lungs.
Or your lungs. They measured nine organs, in fact, in this study. And then your immune system is aging a bit too fast. You need to do something about it. Now, the question is, what could you do about that? You know, is the tricky part, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
But as it's a risk factor for Alzheimer's, there's things you can do to ward off Alzheimer's. There's lots of things we can all do now anyway. So I think one thing it might do is encourage us to do certain things that we should be doing.
Well, it
anyway.
Really would, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, if you knew that your lungs were aging quicker than the rest of you, you could take certain measures. But if it's your immune system that you're trying to protect, are they the basic things, the healthy living basics?
Yeah. Exactly, yes.
The
we know a lot about how to keep the immune system healthy. And you may again remember during COVID the advice that was given people, exercise is great. It's the usual things. Good diet, good exercise, good night's sleep is really important actually to keep your immune system healthy. So you might be able to slow down the aging process in your immune system, and that again will decrease your risk then of developing Alzheimer's is the idea.
So were you surprised when you saw this potential link between the immune system and Alzheimer's and dementia?
Not really, and it suits me because we've worked on this bit for a few years. Actually, we've evidence, many labs had evidence for this already about the beta amyloid and the immune system, but there was a bit of controversy. One was maybe the plaque is actually a cause or a consequence, not a cause of disease. There was a debate around that idea. Is it really causing disease or just is it there because of some other reason?
Mm-hmm.
This now supports the notion that it is causing disease through the immune system.
So where does that take you then? Does that take you to the point where you're trying to find out why is that protein getting in there and we need to stop it?
Yeah, well, the big thing we're doing is we're trying to turn off the inflammatory process in the brain
in
Alzheimer's patients.
So you want to stop the immune system coming in and trying to clean it up and burning out like the vacuum cleaner.
Or at least stop the vacuum cleaner overheating.
Yeah.
If we could achieve that. And there's ways you can do that, we think.
Mm-hmm.
And a drug that my lab first discovered actually a few years ago now is in trials for Parkinson's, which is similar, by the way. It's a different part of the brain overheating, you know.
Okay.
But they're very interested in trying our drug in Alzheimer's as well. Now, it won't stop the cause, but it will stop the overheating process and protect the brain then from being damaged by this inflammatory
process.
So
I'm sure you've looked at whether you can stop the protein building up in the first instance. Is it more difficult to do that?
It is difficult, yeah. But it turns out if you get the vacuum cleaner to sort of cool down a bit, it can hoover up the plaque as well and maybe decrease the amount of beta amyloid.
And you want that to
absolutely happen. Absolutely, that's a real thing. And we've shown that in mice. Now, that's a bit strange, but you can create Alzheimer's in a mouse model. And we can do it in mice. We can clear the plaque from the mouse brain by keeping the vacuum cleaner going in a way, you know, with our drug. So now what's good for us is this supports that idea that you'll be able to target the immune system to treat or prevent Alzheimer's is where this work might go next.
So you're improving the motor in the immune system.
Exactly.
That's what the drug is doing.
That's the
trick.
What
you hope the drug is doing.
And stop the immune system misbehaving is the way to think of it. So our overheating is the goal here, really.
Mm-hmm. Still, though, I think that blood test, you know, in your younger years to find out what's going on in your body, that could be valuable for everybody.
Very valuable, yeah. And they're talking about this becoming routine, possibly. You go to your GP. Now, they do blood tests anyway, you know, for many things. They can measure cholesterol and all sorts of things, you know. But this is an even more elaborate test of the day.
But then, you know, you say, oh, that would be really beneficial. But actually, the advice at the end of it is going to be the same.
It's the same.
Sleep, exercise, diet.
And one I always talk about is a real risk factor for Alzheimer's is going deaf. People don't realise this. So if older people are losing their hearing, get a hearing aid fitted. Really important. And the reason is if you're going deaf, you're more isolated. And your brain can't, you know, isn't buzzing in the same way, you know. So hearing loss is a risk factor for Alzheimer's, for instance.
Mm.
So you might see a situation.
Untreated hearing loss.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. So people often forget this, that hearing aids can be beneficial at slowing down dementia, for example. You know. So I think what will happen here is you might be told in your mid-50s, you've got a risk of Alzheimer's here because your immune system is a bit too old than it should be. Start doing these things to decrease the other risk factors.
Yeah.
And that might then decrease the overall risk of getting Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. It's one immediate consequence of this study.
Okay, gosh. Listen, there was something else I wanted to ask you about today because it's in the news. This is the former Deputy Chief Medical Officer, Ronan Glynn, whose name, of course, is familiar to lots of people, particularly as we're 5 years on this week from COVID. But he has a new job now, and he's written a report commissioned by GSK, which is a pharmaceutical company, and important to say that. But the report says rolling out an adult vaccine program would reduce our reliance on antibiotics, would save money and save lives. Do you think there's merit in that? What adult vaccination programs might be useful?
Yeah, with a caveat that it's GSK.
Yeah, of course.
That's fine. No, absolutely. I mean, it's very clear adult vaccination. We think of vaccines for kids usually, but there's no doubt those vaccines work in adults as we get older. The big example being flu, for instance. There's a vaccine for flu. Anybody over 60 should take that vaccine because the evidence is it might not stop you getting the flu, it'll stop becoming severe. Now, 500 people die every year in Ireland of flu and many end up in hospital. If you take the vaccine, it mightn't completely prevent that, but it'll certainly lower the risk of death and lower the risk of severe disease.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a series of vaccines that adults can take now to lower the risk of severity in disease is the way to think of it. And that what Ronan Glynn is saying there takes the burden off the healthcare system. Less people in hospital, less need for things like antibiotics and other therapies, because vaccines are great preventives, of course. You're preventing disease. So it's a very wise piece of advice that had been there anyway. You know, we've been saying this all along, you know.
Luke, great to see you as always, and we'll talk again very soon, I hope.